All right, well, you are listening to Sitting with Gianluca from Country Bluegrass Blues to CBGBs here at Resonance FM 104.4 on the radio dial and online at sittingwith.com. And an odd thing happened a few days ago. I was walking through a park in the Lower East Side part of town, and there was four musicians with a bunch of acoustic instruments sitting on a plinth, I think is the right terminology of it. And they were playing, and there was people taking photographs and whatnot. So I did what every polite person does when he sees something interesting. I did what every polite person does, is I went up and I heckled them. And and I heckled them hard. And I heckled them relentlessly. and then I went to see their show. So anyway, it's a band called Pint Shot Riot. And it just so happens that now they're sitting in front of me. So thanks for joining me, lads. It's
pleasure.
Thanks for having
us. It's good that you're here, really, because I know absolutely nothing about you whatsoever. So I guess I should start off by asking, like, who the f*** are you? And what are you doing in my flat?
I was hoping you could tell us.
Or at least give us a clue.
Yeah, I have no clue.
We're a four-piece band from Coventry in England. We're called Pint Shot Riot. And basically, we've been playing South by Southwest, and we thought we'd stop off in New York City on the way home to do some shows and convert people.
All right.
And that's why we're here.
So how long have you been together?
Since 2007. So all right. 4 years or so.
4 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you all known each other for a long time? Some of you related, maybe? Or
yeah, Minnie and I are cousins.
Minnie the drummer.
And then I've, I've known Dave for six years or so, and Rob joined in 2007, so, yeah.
Do you all come from other bands, then?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, no kidding. So this is all your first band?
Yeah, we all learned to play our instruments to form this band, basically, because we've always fancied taking over the world.
Uh-huh.
So that's all what we did.
All right. Now, well, how far have you got? You got from... Taken over half of it.
Well, yeah, we've done three quarters of it, and we're working on the final quarter.
Oh, nice. All right, yeah, nice.
By the end of the week, we'll hopefully be done, I think. We're going to rock some Eskimos.
There you go. Oh, so no kidding. So you learned your instruments to be in this band?
Yes. Yes. And it's just Dave started at 13.
All right.
And Rob started about 16. And I started at 20, Minnie started
and
at 16.
Started last week.
All right.
Minnie's still yet to start, but it's fine, it's fine. Yeah. We're working through it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Minnie's the drummer anyway, exactly. So that's all right.
Please don't say things like that. And so he thinks he's got justification. Like, that's the worst thing to do. Don't we? Wow, Gianluca said.
It's all right, well, you can count to four, that's good enough.
Hang on.
So whose idea was it then?
It was sort of general... I mean, Dave, I was only joking about the whole thing. I mean, I literally did learn guitar at 20 to write songs and start a band. But Dave and Rob had been playing since sort of their teens, early teens. And Minnie and I sort of got together with a couple of musicians in Coventry. And Dave and Rob were sort of like the perfect final two quarters to make it. You know, Pint Shot Riot, basically. So that's really what happened.
All right.
But we still want to take over the world, if you have any tips.
I do have a tip, actually. You'd get a globe.
Yeah.
And you just hold it, and you say, I got the world in my hands.
I like it. See? But that only lasts for so long.
Well, yeah, but the plus side is you don't have to leave the house.
Oh, that is good.
Well, I guess you should just play something. I'm just going to like interject and explain to the people that can't see us. Well, it's radio, isn't it? So that's everybody. All right.
Hello to all you people out there. I'm waving as hard as I can now.
Right. I should explain what's going on. We're in like a secret bunker somewhere in New York City. We have sort of everyone sings some, everyone plays some. We only have four microphones, so I'm sharing one microphone with Rocket on guitar, and we're kind of muddling it along. It should work out all right, but the reason I wanted to bring it up, because this is what's going to happen now. You see, I have to pick up my microphone and walk over to Rocket.
Yeah. We'll
so
make it work.
The listeners will have to talk amongst themselves. We'll be humming along, maybe.
Cool.
Hi, nobody saved me. I can't help you if you can't help yourself. Somebody saved me. See me now.
Pint Shot Riot, sitting with me here at Sitting with Jan Luca from Country Bluegrass Blues to CBGBs, all points in between, here at Resonance FM and sittingwith.com. So thank you, lads.
It's quite all right.
It's a pleasure.
How does the, who writes the songs?
I write songs and yeah. Rob writes songs. And then once we've written a song, we bring it into the rehearsal room and put it together as a band.
And then the arrangements is everybody.
Sometimes, I mean, it depends. Like, if you write something, you know how it goes, and that's that. But I mean, things are subject to change. You know, if something sounds better, like a breakdown here or a breakdown there, or you know, all pitch in really.
All right, yeah, because you're all credited. It's all like written by Pint Shot Riot.
Yeah, it's easier to say.
Yeah.
Keep it that way. You know.
Yeah. Right. No. So do you write together then in a room?
No.
So what, does one knock on the other's door and says, oh, I got
well,
this?
Well, in the past, like I've gone, oh, right, okay, I've got a song. Or Rob's gone, right, I've got a song. So we write alone. And then, but recently, we've started writing together. We didn't plan to do that. It just sort of happened organically. Like, since we've been in South by Southwest, only literally in the last 3 weeks, coming up with new songs, you know, we've sort of gone away together and worked things out and developed it. So, yeah, I suppose we're finding new ways to do things, which is exciting.
Have either of you always been lyrically minded?
Yeah, I think we're both quite strong in that department. And, you know, Rob's got loads and loads and loads of songs that he writes, as well as, you know, other things that aren't Pint Shot Riot, and the same way I have as well. So I suppose if you're a songwriter, you're a songwriter, and that's how it is, you know. It just depends how you go about that process.
For me, anyway, I think it happens differently every single time. Sometimes you come up with a bit of a riff, and then sometimes you come up with a little vocal line or something, and then it's you sort of like, you know, tweak it and change it and swap different bits around, and then it becomes a song, really. So it's but that's what's exciting about it, because it never happens the same way every time.
Well, for listeners, that was Rob anyway, who's a lead guitar
wizard.
Guitar
is,
wizard
is the technical term.
Guitar lizard.
No, I'll tell you kind of why I asked, because there's certain types of people that do play certain types of instruments, right? That, you know, like songwriters and drummers are a certain type of person.
Now, when I see you play, right, Rob, you reminded me more like piano players, all right, for example. You know, they're sort of rather technical. You know, I've had I had the Dead String Brothers on this show, right? And I was talking to the keyboard player at the time. And a minute into the conversation, he used the word oscillator. Right? Nice. I have never had a conversation ever with someone that ever used the word oscillator. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, you kind of look like you could be a piano player.
I play a little bit of piano. Not terribly well, but yeah.
You're on the side of the stage and you're sort of kind of like weaving in and out and like thinking about, oh, this.
He does have a technical approach.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
definitely have a technical approach.
But like, yeah.
He learns, if it's you know, he will learn everything about, like, if it's the guitar, then he's going to learn everything about the guitar. So there's nothing he's not going to know about it. He's going to learn, and then he's going to teach himself to do everything that could possibly be done. Because that's how he approaches things. But that's a great approach.
Oh, right? Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't mean technical as in cold. Like, I didn't mean, like, Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all. It's all about vibe, especially in the studio. Yeah. It's all about the vibe.
Yeah, so. It's more about the passion than the actual dead-on.
But thank you.
Yeah. No, it better be a compliment. Like, you know, and like, I get the impression that, you know, if you could figure out a way of saying it with two notes, you would do that.
Most definitely.
Okay, that's what I mean.
That's very observant of you, actually, because he plays guitar amazingly well and I can't play guitar for shit. Like, so there's the difference between us. Yeah, we both write songs, but I only learnt the chords on this so that I could write songs. It was like a vehicle to get them out of me. I'm not fueled by a massive desire to learn how to, like, I can't play any lead whatsoever. Like, I'm terrible, you know, and I don't have a desire to do it because I'm able to, like, it does what I want it to do, and that's tell a story.
But I think that's what gives the album especially a good balance, because it's got a good balance between, you know, technical musicianship. You know, Dave especially is one of the best bass players I've ever seen. You know, he's a bit of a weird one, to be fair. But I think that's what gives the album such diversity, because it's got the rawness of sort of Rocket's rhythm and Mini's drums and stuff, and then it's got, you know, the technicality of sort of Dave's musicianship and stuff as well.
Well, you're quite a melodic bass player, you are, Dave. You kind of...
I think our manager, when we hooked up with him, he said that one of the things he liked about us was that we all fit our roles really well. Like, Rocket had a burning desire to write these songs, and Rob wanted to write his songs, and from a very technical approach to his guitar. And, you know, all I ever wanted to do was be a bass player. That's all I ever wanted to do. I wanted to work with somebody who writes songs from the heart and technically brilliant songs and make them as good as I could make them, or make them better by, you know, just being really, really committed to being a bass player, not try and hog the limelight and be the lead guitarist or sit there and plod along like, you know, like the singer's like brother who got into the band just to play bass like that. It's not what I'm about. I've been inspired by some of the great musicians like Donald Duck Dunn, you got up on the wall there. You know what I mean? You listen. I used to listen to him and just break out in a sweat at how brilliant he is. That's exactly what I want to do in this band. That's exactly what I want to do.
That's what you are doing, man.
That's amazing, probably one of the reasons it works. And then we've got the Mini Rockets, the drummer, and he's a complete and utter animal.
And he loves to get drunk.
There you go. You know what I mean?
Different elements in the band all complement each other. Do you know what I mean? Everyone bounces off each other really well. And that's why we work.
So. Do some of you have like musical backgrounds, like parents or something that plays?
David.
Well, yeah. I've got an uncle who's always been a working musician and always been telling me great stories from all around the world and sitting me on his knee and telling me, I mean, this is when I was 16, so it was a bit weird. no, but you know, he got me on stage when I was 5, and he had me help him out in a drum solo when I was 5 years old. I'll never forget it. I thought I was contributing pretty well to the drum solo, and I enjoyed it, you know. Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a story behind that too. I mean, but the thing is, I've heard it said that music's in the blood. I'm not so sure about that. I think if your parents and your family enable you to sort of at least like think about it and seriously, and then it definitely helps to have that in your family, you know. And as for the reason why I took up the bass, it's because my brother got in there, being older than me, and started playing the drums before I did. So by the time I could actually hold a stick properly and everything, he was amazing. So I was like, wow. Well, I sod that, you know.
Pick up the bass instead. Yeah, then,
besides, I wanted to be a musician. So.
Yeah, I guess the cool thing about having parents that are musically inclined, or an uncle that plays the drums or whatever, is that you have relatives that don't yell at you incessantly to get a damn job.
Like, you got it. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, that understands the path of creativity and the artistic sort of, you know, journey, because that's the most important thing. It's not being, you know, it's about feeling it inside and about following your dreams and being who you feel like you're meant to be, and the reason you're meant to be here, you know. That's the most important thing.
You know, having said that, it is interesting though, because my girlfriend's expecting at the moment. We know he's going to be a boy, but he hasn't even arrived yet. I've already got a 3/4 scale bass guitar waiting.
Hey!
and the thing is, it's like,
no pressure.
Now I'm like semi obsessed with how am I going to get him to play it and love it without asking him to. You know what I mean? Like, you know. I was just thinking, when he's born, I might sort of, like, the first sight he has of me, I might just have it around my neck or something, you know, like, hi! Don't feel no pressure. Checking his fingers and stuff.
That weird necklace for?
Yeah, exactly.
And what happens if he wants to play the flute? You go, he plays the flute.
Exactly.
What happens if he wants to play the drums?
Well, I was going to say, you know what, that's not just my look. That's what I'm thinking.
Dad is going to yell at him to get a real job.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, be a bass player at least, you know.
There's a friend of mine who's in a million bands. He's a wizard. He plays everything with strings. And his apartment, he has anything with strings. He's got banjos, mandolins, violas, fiddles, guitars of all shapes, pedal steel. He plays them all really, really, really well. And he knew his kid was into music just because of the way he listened. And great, as soon as he's old enough, he can pick any of these instruments. What instrument did he want to play? The keyboards, which he didn't have.
The one thing in
that.
There you go.
The one instrument that wasn't in the house. You had to go out and get a big set of keyboards.
I mean, I think I might even start like making recordings and play them to him when he's asleep. Be a bass player.
Bass player.
Be a bass player. Yeah. It's about the only way I can think of doing it.
Like, we have bass solos on a loop.
Yeah.
That would work. Possibly the most mispronounced name in history, right? What, you know that because you are
a band.
What, yeah,
Paint Shop Riot. And in America.
Paint Shop Riot, we've had.
We've had all of them.
Right, Paint Shop Riot. It's like, you know.
Yeah, Paint Shop Dog.
You know what? And to be in all honesty, from the bottom of my heart, it's not that f***ing hard. Right? Because it's three words, and they've all got four letters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not that hard.
That is the one to avoid when somebody said, when you say to somebody, like, oh, it's Paint Shop Riot. What? Hey? They make a big deal. It's, say that again, really slowly. It's Pont, P-I-N-T. You just think, for God's sake.
I had it last night.
If you noticed, I enunciated perfectly after.
And that's the correct way to do it. And we thank you for that.
That's funny, because I thought the title, Spell It Out, was because of that.
Right, okay. Well, it was just... There's many different things behind the title of the album,
well, spell them out.
Okay, we will do.
Hey.
Okay, so most of the songs are about experiences and our look on where we come from and our hometown, we come from Coventry, and it was just observation really, and a look at things and how they were developing around us and whether we agreed with them or not. And that influenced us to write songs about it. So we thought Spell It Out would be the perfect title for the album because, you know, in our opinions, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We're sharing that with people, you know.
Right.
And the song's about, you know, friends of ours going to prison, and the songs about you know, individuals and types of people that we don't agree with. Mm-hmm. There's songs about the country and the direction that it seems to be heading. There's songs about love. There's songs about heartbreak. There's songs about happiness. But it's all in relation to, you know, how we feel and what we've experienced.
Oh, all right.
So that's what we're doing. We're spelling it out in the record.
Oh, so this is like a Coventry album.
While we wrote that album, that's all we had to draw from. And, you know, we had 20 odd years in Coventry. That's what made up the material. You know, things are changing. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to tour America, you know, so this is the second time we've been to New York, we've been to Texas, we're off to San Francisco and LA in 3 weeks' time. So, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to travel now and to sing these songs to people, you know, for far and wide and share them. But so I'm sure the second album, which we're currently in the process of writing, is going to be maybe a broader spectrum of experiences, because I definitely feel like things have changed, like in myself. So yeah, there's going to be different types of material, but for 20 odd years, you know, that's where we're in Coventry, you know, so that's where the perceptions, you know, that's where the perspective is sat from, you know.
You write what you know. Like, and if you don't write what you know, you can get busted really quickly.
Well, you're full of shit, aren't you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If you don't write about what you've experienced, what you've felt, what you've, you know, what's travelled through your body and hit your bones, then
It's not sincere at all, and people will find that out, definitely.
Which song did you write then for your friend on the inside?
I wrote a song called Not Thinking Straight. Basically, it was about a couple of my friends just not making the right decision at the right... basically, the situation was, a long story short, is a fight erupted in a nightclub one night. They got pulled into this sort of group thing that was going on, didn't actually harm a single human being. However, they were caught on camera acting aggressively and fueling the situation. In turn, got sent to prison for it, because in Coventry at that time there was a lot of problems, there was a lot of violence and things like that, and the judge wanted to make an example, so chose the two of my friends to go to prison. One of which was the most ridiculous decision I've ever heard in my life. Like, this person should not, like, he's not, you know, this is detrimental to his progression as a human being. Like, why would you do this to him? You know what I mean? It was just completely ridiculous. And it just hit me straight away. And that's where Not Thinking Straight came from. You know, because it were, you know, granted, it was a stupid decision to hang around and start being, you know, loud and leery, but that doesn't warrant time in jail. And that's going to have more of a detrimental effect on someone than you know, he didn't need it. Simple as that. So that's what Not Thinking Straight's about.
If you want to give a shout out to him, you're more than welcome. I always let people do that to their friends on the inside.
No way, he's been to prison. I don't speak to him anymore. Loser.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking. I'm joking. They know who they are. They know.
Well, maybe then I'll let you play another song.
Okay, this is a song called Start Digging. And it's pretty much the first song I think we wrote as a band. So... Thank you.
inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out.
Dinner to pubs,
locked inside,
seem to walk around
and get
the rats in their hands. Bring your people around. If you see me smiling, then you know you've been found. Sing it with me now, yeah. Like the way you see the same old faces in town. Never bought around, yeah. If you know me walking, keep your eyes on the ground. We're belong,
yeah, we belong.
Everybody's waiting for the day to come so they can leave. Feet are strong here. Just a shame that you and I are the only two that believe.
This town, bring me down. Locked inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out.
Drawing up your plans.
Locked inside,
you wanna be a singer in a rock and roll band. Money's changing hands.
Locked inside,
seems to be an attitude that just demands. Wait to do yourself, yeah. Need to work out what's going
out
on in your head.
This
watch your fucking mouth, yeah.
Locked inside,
wait
until
you regret all the things that you said. Cause we'll belong,
yeah, we belong.
Everybody's waiting for the day to come so they can leave. The feelings are strong here. Just a shame that you and I are the only two that believe.
This town bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out.
This town's
bringing me down.
Locked
inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down.
Now it's bringing me down.
I better get out. This town's bringing me down. Locked inside, I better get out. This town's bringing me down. And I'm locked inside. Now I better get out now.
You are listening to Sitting with Jan Luca from Country Bluegrass Blues to CBGBs here at Resonance FM 104.4 and sittingwith.com. And sitting with me today, Pint Shot Riot.
So,
hey.
Yeah, thank you, lads.
All right.
I'm going to re-explain what's going on because we are in this secret location under my terms of the witness protection program that I signed on to. So we're sharing microphones, shuffling microphones around, and what happens, happens, and the way it comes out, but so far so good. So thank you, lads, anyway, for coming over.
It's a pleasure.
And doing this. Now that is not on the CD.
No.
So what is it called?
The song's called Start Digging.
That's
it's just about a desire to break out of where you come from and to sort of see the world and, mm-hmm. you know, see what it's all about, you know, get out there.
In a way, it's a blind spot, unfortunately, by sheer geography, you know.
There is one band from Coventry, there is one.
Yeah, yeah, okay, well, hang on, we'll get to that in a minute. It seems like everyone, like, goes through Coventry on their way to sign bands from the northwest of England, Manchester, and so, yeah, but there is one band from Coventry, go on.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I mean, what you say there is very, very much valid. That is very true, you know what I mean? It's, yeah. One band's not a lot, is it, really? But it's, if you heard of the Specials...
Two now, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the Specials, the ska bands and that. Yeah. They started, like, a whole movement, a whole musical genre. Genre and everything. They were hugely inspirational for me personally. I think for the rest of us as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're lucky enough to get to hang out with them occasionally, like at the rehearsal studios, and we're friends with them, and Facebooked up with them and stuff. So that was like at least one thing to grip on to hold of, like that you can do it if you come from Coventry, you know, because there wasn't a whole lot else which made me feel like that when we were growing up. There wasn't, you're right, they do seem to go straight from London directly through Coventry to, yeah,
everywhere else.
Liverpool, yeah. Manchester, Leeds, like you say.
Another ball, another welfare.
fabulous Coventry band, probably the most famous of all Coventry bands here on Resonance FM. I'm talking about the Specials, and in case you have just tuned in, you're about two-thirds of a way into a special edition of Sitting with Jan Luca, from country bluegrass blues to CBGBs here at Resonance FM. And it's a standalone edition here on Clear Spot. And sitting with me, actually, a Coventry band, Pint Shot Riot, who I ran into this last weekend, this Saturday, in New York City. And just before I get back to our sit-down, I'm going to play another Coventry band, I guess the second most well-known Coventry band. There's not that many bands to come out of Coventry, unfortunately, but here is one of them, The Selector, and this is a track called Too Much Pressure. I know just how they feel. Actually, there was The Selector were from Coventry too, though, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised. Your musical knowledge is superb, so I'm not surprised you've heard of them.
We were in the airport, actually, with Charlie Anderson on the way over here. Like, Charlie, we know Charlie, and we were surprised, like, at Heathrow, he was on the same flight as us. We were like, whoa, no way.
He's a badass bass player as well.
Man, it was good.
He is a bad bass player.
He's
man.
A great guy.
So, like, does The Specials and Two Tone, do they cast a long shadow in Coventry?
Oh, I'd say so, yeah. Mm. I'd say that certain people of a generation, they remember it with really fond memories, and that it must have been great for them to have that at the time. I mean, it's about 2 years that it really lasted. It's like 80 and 81, which is when I was born and stuff, sort of thing. 81, not 80 and 81, because that would have been a bit odd. they still play. They in between the time then and then reforming recently, they did still play the odd club gig around here and there, you know, individually. And it's been kept alive, that spirit. Yeah.
We played a show, the Two Tone gig, about a year ago, and it was like you see all the people around still. Like,
oh, they loved it. They're all
40, 50 and stuff.
Exactly,
like that.
The same people who saw
absolutely going for it and loving the music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the type of influence that
right.
it had on everyone. And it's still there, and it's still in everyone's heart.
It's King Hermit is from Coventry, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. King Hermit is Newbury. And hold on, the Shackletons maybe.
Yeah, Shackletons as well. Yeah.
Parkins.
Gianluca, where did you pull this knowledge from? It's amazing.
Well, it's you know what it is? It's pure thoughts, early nights and clean living.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Those three are Coventry bands, local Coventry bands that we know and stuff. Yeah,
we're friends with.
Yep. So anyway, I'm going to let you guys get going because like you have like a gig and stuff. Like there's other things you got, like playing music and stuff like that. Yeah. Like in like a club, like a paying gig and stuff. Well, I should just announce it that you guys are playing 93 Feet East on the 9th.
That's correct.
Yes.
So, if any of you listeners are listening to a repeat of this, well, you've just missed.
It's a shame because we were awesome that night.
Yeah, you were great that night. You brought the house down, I tell you.
It's now 94 Feet East.
Actually, it's a few feet south. There you go. So, anyway, from left to right, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Minnie.
Thank you.
Rocket.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's been a real, real pleasure to have you.
We've had fun.
Have us.
Yeah.
Have you have us.
All right. Well, that's it, lads.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
Thank you.